Hi everyone, this is Randy Guthrie, Microsoft Technical Evangelist. In this video, I will show how to create a WordPress blog or website using Microsoft Azure. Once you're logged into your Azure portal, up on the top left, select New, where the green plus is, and then in the new blade, in the Marketplace search window, type the term WordPress and hit enter. In the blade that flies out, you'll see that there are three web and mobile options for WordPress. We're going to pick the first one, which is just the plain WordPress option. There'll be a WordPress flyout, and bottom left, select create. Next, we have some fields to fill out. The first is the app service name. Here, we enter the URL for our WordPress blog. You have to select a name that has not been used by anyone else. So for example, if I type in WordPress, you'll see there's a red exclamation point where someone has already taken this name. I'm going to just pick Scuba Blog. And you'll see I get a green checkbox, which means no one has taken this one. The subscription level for most students will be DreamSpark, but if you have other Azure subscriptions, you can select one that you want. Next, we'll edit the resource group. There's already a default resource group selected here, but I'll select new and I'll just create a new one. Once again, the green checkbox. Then with the app service plan, there's a default, but you'll notice that it's got an overseas location if you're in the United States. We want to pick a service plan location that's closer to where most of my users are going to be. So I'll select this arrow. And then in the app service plan flyout, create new. And once again, I'll select the name for my service plan, get the green checkbox. And here, I'll select the West US. I also need to select the pricing tier. If you have a DreamSpark subscription, there's only one pricing option available, and that's the free 1 GB storage. If you want something greater than that, you'll need to upgrade your Azure subscription, which will require the use of a credit card. So I will highlight this free, then click select, so I get the F1 free pricing tier. Now in the bottom left of that blade, click OK. And that created my service plan location. Next, I'll need to select a database, and we'll choose the default MySQL. And then the web app settings, even though it says it's optional, you do need to open this blade and select OK, because it now says completed instead of the word optional. Leave this pinned to dashboard box checked, and select create. Azure will take a few minutes to build and create your website, but if you want to check the status, you can come up here on the right menu bar. There's a notifications area, and if you select the little bell, it will drop down a message window that says deployment started. Sometimes your dashboard will not refresh in a timely manner. So if things are taking too long, say 2-3 minutes, all you have to do is in whatever browser you're using, refresh the screen, and oftentimes you'll find that the app that you're creating has been successfully created. But we'll pause the video and give Azure a chance to finish setting this up. I've waited another minute or so, and when it's done being set up, this screen, that's your Essentials blade, will appear. The most important part right this second is this URL, if you're creating a WordPress blog or website. If you select that URL and things were set up correctly, it will take you to the WordPress sign-in page where you can complete setting up your WordPress blog or website. Here, I'll select English, click Continue, and I will select the title of my site. Put in a username. For purposes of this demonstration, I'm going to put in a very weak password. Confirm the use of a weak password. Then put in my email address. Leaving this box checked because I do want to be searchable, and select Install WordPress. I'll pause this for just a moment. You'll see I'll get the success window. Here's my username. I've got my password. Now I can log in. Now we're on the WordPress dashboard and we can customize our site and everything's ready for us to go forward and build our blog. That's it for this video. Thanks for watching.